This is KUNC. Students across the country and here in Colorado are at the start of another new year. Safety and security continue to be top priorities for educators and other school officials. Another challenge is preventing teen suicides. There's a statewide push to get more counselors and trainings in school. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, finding the best approach depends on who you ask.
It's quiet inside the main hallway of Greeley's Northridge High School. It's a couple of weeks before the start of classes, and John Gates is showing me around.
I have about a month. It's a slow period. Then I get busy, but then I get really busy when school starts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I've got 33 schools.
High above us are the colorful class banners that hang from the vaulted ceiling.
This is the smallest of the three high schools, by far.
Gates is chief of safety and security for Greeley-Evans School District 6. He points to a brick wall where a Safe to Tell poster will soon hang. The national program gives students a way to report safety concerns, including signs of suicide in their peers.
You know, we had three suicides in 1 week back in March.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the worst things the school environment can go through.
The deaths, one at each high school, hit the community and Gates hard.
It was tough for me, and I consider myself kind of bulletproof, frankly. After 26 years as a cop, I've kind of seen it all.
It also prompted changes heading into this school year, including the addition of one counselor from North Range Behavioral Health at each of their schools.
The counselors are the first line of defense for kids that, not necessarily that are suicidal, but are having various issues. Whether it's suicidal ideologies or problems at home, problems with a boyfriend.
According to the 2017 Healthy Kids Colorado survey, 17% of students in the state said they'd seriously considered attempting suicide in the past year. It's a complicated subject to handle, especially for districts that are smaller than District 6. That's why the state is stepping in to help.
Last bill for today, Senate Bill 272.
This year, Colorado lawmakers earmarked $400,000 to develop better suicide response and prevention strategies. Republican Senator Beth Martinez-Humenick was one of the bill's sponsors.
Our smaller school districts have not been, and even our medium-sized ones, have not had the funding or had the opportunity to be able to do this type of training for their teachers or any of their school personnel.
Districts will soon be able to apply for $10,000 grants to train their staff on the warning signs of suicide and how to initiate difficult, albeit life-saving, conversations.
I think if we're going to stem this tide, that schools are really in a wonderful place to help support students.
Chris Harms is the director of the state's School Safety Resource Center, which is helping oversee the grant. There's also a new online option where staff can learn the same skills for free.
Because they do spend so much time with students, and students sometimes are more open with somebody, a trusted adult at school, than their own parents, because they can be afraid of what their parents' reaction may be, that their parents will just be so upset by the fact that they're having these struggles.
But some parents, like Shea Black, say schools need to buck the stigma around suicide and address it head on.
Well, do you want to sit down?
Sure.
I met Black earlier this year after a story we did following the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Today, we're sitting on a bench outside of Burthett High School, but this isn't just any bench, it's AJ's bench.
AJ was our youngest and our only son. He was 17 when he died.
AJ was a senior when he took his own life in 2016. Everything etched onto the bench's red metal frame is a testament to him. There's the Spartan wrestling insignia because he was on the wrestling team. There's a class of 2017 marker and two holes in the shape of pineapples on each armrest.
Well, he loved pineapples. Like, he would drag his sister Alicia and I everywhere looking for pineapple. Like, the kid was funny. Socks, underwear, shirt.
The biggest mistake educators and other school officials can make, she says, is hesitating to discuss the topic of suicide. Black feels that the Thompson School District could have done things better.
Nobody from the school district ever reached out to us. We never got a card. We never got a visit. We never got a phone call.
Charlie Carter is executive director of student support services at Thompson. While she couldn't discuss the specifics of how AJ's death was handled, she did say they have a broad range of trainings and protocols in place when it comes to responding to suicides.
And one of the things that has been really very helpful to us is hearing the perspective of parents and listening to their feedback and their concerns and being able to take that into consideration as we're working towards improving our processes.
Another line etched on AJ's bench is text TALK to 741741. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Shea Black hopes students see it on their way to class or after school.
Studies have shown the kids really struggle after a suicide, and unfortunately you can see some things where you see the clusters of suicides, or even in Greeley, I mean, none of those kids knew each other, but, you know, it's if people think that kids aren't already talking about it, they're wrong, because they are.
Back at Northridge High School in Greeley, John Gates hopes their new Safe to Tell posters will also get students talking.
When they see the poster, then they can call in completely anonymously about behavior that's alarming.
The tips will go directly to Gates and the police department. Now he says it's another layer of prevention and response to go along with their 8 staff psychologists and crisis response team.
I'm a little biased, but, you know, if I thought that we were really lacking on mental health needs, I'm in a position I could go to our superintendent and say we need to augment our services. But the fact is that feel like we have a good system in place.
The district is also planning to bring in public speakers this fall to talk to students about suicide and bullying, specifically cyberbullying. It's a growing trend that's being cited more and more as a factor in students taking their own life. Tomorrow, we'll look at one man's effort to prevent suicides in the digital age through social media and what's being done about cyberbullying in Colorado schools. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.